Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the California Angels and the City of Los Angeles, on the occasion of Her Majesty's royal visit, please welcome internationally renowned opera star Enrico Palazzo.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
Utah, give me two.
Welcome into a new day. A new day has dawned. It is time for football on the Palazzo Podcast. I've done it. It's over. I'm screwed. So right now, someone's going to be very sad. They're going to hear this or see this and be like, oh, no, football, when, why? I'm not trying to bum you guys out. A lot of people love football. I had my own personal battles with football over the last 5 to 6 years with all of the kneeling stuff and the hypocrisy that reigns in the NFL that will never change, but I'm just as intense on baseball. So that has tons of hypocrites and piece-of-shit owners galore. Chris Illich, one of them. So it doesn't really make sense for me to have this hatred for football when all the sports are filled with scumbags, Robert Sarver, etc. There's owners all over the professional sports landscape that are trash, just straight trash. So why am I doing this? Because I want to. That's right. Oh my God, what a revelation.
You talk.
Two L's, two Z's.
Give me two.
That never changes. Look, you can still see Gary Busey's right down there. Here he is. Hey Gary, how you doing?
You talk. Give me two.
So, going forth. Football is here. Baseball will continue to be the mainstay. Nothing changes. I just add a new playlist on YouTube, and this will all be part of the same feed, but I'll label them football or baseball, so you will know the difference. So don't sweat it. Don't worry about it. It ain't no thing. It's going to be fun. And I really wanted to hop on. This is still kind of in the process of coming together, how I wanted to do it. I wanted to talk real quick about week 4, and real quick, because I got to go to bed. I got to work in the morning early, but I wanted to squeeze this in. I wanted to push forward. Progress happens when you create action. Jamie's here. He says, solo, huh? Yeah, that's me right now. That's my show. And that's the way it's going to be today. And I'm hoping Deary will be a part of this still, too. I mean, me and Deary, we do our weekly Palazzo Podcast Baseball Edition, which is still going. We got 8 more days of baseball left. It's far from over. It's not done yet. We're going to keep grinding as well until the final day. When they say play ball for the last time and it's all over and we're all going to sit there like Ernie Harwell, right? It's just going to be sad to see baseball go away. Boo-hoo.
And he stood there like the house by the side of the road and watched it go by. Struck him out.
That'll be us when baseball's over. So, yes, Jamie. Yeah, you'll be on the show. I'll get you on here, Jamie. Calm down. Everyone remain calm. I'm excited to do this. I hope you guys enjoy it. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Palazzo Podcast, 2 L's, 2 Z's. Like I just said, that Twitter handle at the top of the page.
Utah.
It's got give me pinned two. Tweet with the Discord link and the Patreon, which I'm adding football content. I did a big write-up for all of the week 3 games last week. I go through each game, and I do a write-up on each one of them. It was a big commitment, and I'm going to make it better this week, but it is happening. So the Patreon has unique extra stuff that you can sink your teeth into. It'll be delicious. Yummy! And that's all I have to say about that.
And that's all I have to say about that.
But let's get right into it. I don't want to waste time. Make sure that you're connected with me and the Discord's free. We got 6 football channels. It all started with baseball, but football will be a part of things now. Hell, this could just be a sports show in general. I mean, I love all the sports. I really do. I love NBA. Love college football. There's so much that I enjoy. And I've been battling with myself for years, like, oh, do I start another show? Because I don't want to disrespect the people who already like this only as a baseball show. It's just kind of exhausting. So I'm like, screw it. I'll just put it out there. If you don't want to listen to it, you don't have to. And I don't even know why I'm making that big a deal about it, frankly. Everybody who plays football plays baseball, usually. I know not everybody falls right in the median of it all, but generally speaking, this is how it works. So, having said all that, I don't have anything formal in terms of a show lineup tonight or a rundown. I usually type up a rundown, get it all professional as best I can for you. Don't forget I'm at FTN, and man, it's fun. And we got so many intelligent people at FTN. We got FTN Daily, FTN Bets, and FTN Fantasy, season long. So we got it all covered. I'm putting my bet plays in. I just dropped all my college football plays for this coming week in the exclusive Discord, which you can only access by signing up for an FTN Bets package or an FTN Daily package. If you're into DFS, you got to be using FTN Daily. You cannot do DFS without FTN. I'm telling you, you can do it. You're not going to make a lot of money, though. These guys are loaded. They've got the leads and the edges, and they've done the work. And I'm, frankly, one of the best parts about working at FTN now is I get to be on the inside, and I get access to all that stuff for free. It's a big bonus for me.
That's putting it mildly.
I don't think that's putting it mildly. I think that's right about where it should be. So Jamie says, well, it is waivers night. It is waivers night, Jamie. That is true. There's no doubt about it. So this week, I know Khalil Herbert's going to be the huge. Everyone's got to have Khalil Herbert. Everyone's got to have a Khalil Herbert. You know, okay. You can do that if you want to. You know, I have been saving my money. I don't think there's been a must-have guy where I've had to blow big fab bucks just to make sure I got him. That's, I mean, you get a guy 1 week, he gets hurt, you blow $800 on him, and then you're toast. You're screwed.
Toasty!
That sucks. You don't want that to happen. What I want for you is spend your money wisely and make sure that we're, you know, it's important. If there's a guy who's a starting run, last year, Eli Mitchell was the guy. Everybody paid a boatload for him last year. How did that work out? I feel like it was a mixed. It was all be context-based on what your team needed and how it performed. I'll say that. So, as far as fab, you know, I'm just here to kind of stir the pot, you know, let you know what I think is best from my perspective. And this is a rough draft because I kind of want to just jump on here too. So just remember that. I'm kind of talking out of my ass right now and blabbing because I didn't get a chance to really dive into this. I tried to make all the changes because I wanted it all to say on everything, the YouTube and the Discord. And I got to change our podcast feed too because it says baseball and now I have it saying Fantasy Sports, the football show, right behind me. You can see that on the green screen. Green screen? What's a green screen?
Wow, dude.
I don't know what a green screen is either. But I do know that I love doing the show, and I love football. And week three was a good week for me betting-wise. I went 6-3 against the number. On FTN, we have this awesome bet tracker. I've mentioned it before on the Palazzo Baseball Show. By the way, I'm not going to call it the Palazzo Baseball Show. They're all the Palazzo podcasts, but I will order them categorically into playlist on YouTube, which you should be subscribed to. Let's get this rolling now. Let's get this YouTube numbers jacked up. Let's take it up a notch. Please, I need that. I need it now.
And that's all I have to say about that.
Okay, yeah, that's all I have to say about that. I'll leave it there. So, had a good week against the number, and the Monday night game, I still got the total by this much, 39 points. I took it at over 38.5, so I barely covered it. I'm big into football betting. I love betting. I love trying to find the angles, and I love going against the public. That's the best because the public is so wrong so often. I'm part of the public. I'm not unique, but I really do try to go not intentionally contrarian or against the grain, you know, like Dan Patrick's show, Against the Grain, which is a Bad Religion song that I love. A classic album, by the way, too. If you don't know Bad Religion, you don't know Against the Grain. You need to do some homework. Google it right now. But I love making bets, and I love finding those angles. Everybody was talking about Kansas City's and how good Mahomes was going to be against that Gus Bradley defense. It was too much hype. Meanwhile, over here, right over here, there was Lamar Jackson, who's playing like a man on a mission, an absolute quest to lock in the biggest contract he can. And he is showing out. He is showing out. I love Lamar Jackson. Is he the best quarterback in football? Maybe. I mean, if he gets a Super Bowl this year, he's right there with Mahomes. And I think the conversation completely changes if Lamar Jackson wins a Super Bowl. I'm just saying, you know.
That's putting it mildly.
I don't think that's putting it mildly, James. At any rate, I love the bet tracker we have at ftnbets.com because it's transparent. You can see all the bets. There's no takebacks. There's no deletions. Once a bet is placed, from an analyst like myself, you can see all of my plays. You can see if I have a good record against sides, totals, props. I'm so bad at props. I am such a loser when it comes to props. It's real bad. Really, 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 really bad. So I admit that freely, but that's okay. These things happen. Jamie says, Jay Williams and the Lions, he should be a top ad. Swift out until after the Lions bye week. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Williams is the main man in the backfield now. Definitely a guy to look for. There's also Mr. Reynolds. Keep an eye on Reynolds to get in the mix there as well. Might be a cheaper ad who could possibly play as well. If you remember last year, the Lions, DeAndre Swift has been injured a lot. He's an incredibly talented running back, but he's got the injury bug more often than not. So we've seen other backs step up over the last year and a half in the Detroit backfield. Jamie says he is fantasy points leader right now. What? That's bonkers. Is that true? Did you mean last week as the running backs? He led running backs in points? Clarify that. If you guys want to jump in the live chat, you always can. This is an unusual time for me to do a show. It's 11 o'clock right now at night on a Tuesday, and a lot of people are sleeping or getting ready to go to bed. So if you're catching this after the fact, please give me feedback. Hit me up at MJ Govea on Twitter. DM me. You know how to contact me. Hey, I'll give you my number, 734-489-3224. Text me. Hit me up. Let's chat. Tell me what you want to hear, what you don't want to see. If football's not your bag, I guess you can tell me, but I'm not going to stop. So I guess you can just kind of try to bring me down if you want to. Or you could consider joining me and thinking like, oh, maybe this will be fun. Maybe I'll give it a chance. Some of you hardcore baseball people are just so damn intense. I got to tell you. We got a shout out from Wyoming. Shay Ambrose, what's up? Yo, shout out from Wyoming. Hell yeah. What is up, Shay? Good to have you here, my friend. Welcome aboard the Plaza Podcast. Let's give you a round of applause right there. Welcome in. Meeting new people like this. If you're new, Shay, I'd love to get you subscribed to the YouTube channel and, of course, the Discord link, which is free at the Palazzo Podcast Twitter handle, 2 L's, 2 Z's.
Utah.
You can see it right there. Discord's free. You got to come in. You can talk all night long. No restrictions. We're here to help. We want to make a difference. And it's not just me. There's so many other people that know their stuff. So, Shay, good to have you here. I love meeting new people. I love all my old friends. But part of the journey in doing this is connecting with new people and learning from them. So, Shay SD here. What? Oh, Wyoming and South Dakota. I guess they're not that close, though, are they? I mean, I know they're they're isolated states. South Dakota and Wyoming. They're a little more sparse, right? Lots of great land, but I feel like there's a couple hundred mile separation between the borders. Hell, I need to look at a map. It's been a minute. I admit that freely. All right, back to what I was saying. FTN Bets is great. If you haven't been there, that daily pick tracker is great. If you sign up for a subscription to Bets Daily or FTN Fantasy, please use my promo code MJ Govier. G-O-V is in Victor, I-E-R. That's all I ask, because that lets them know that you signed up because of me, and it gives me a little bump with the company, which is good. I mean, and you get a subscription and a discount, too. I think you save $50 with the promo code. So why wouldn't you do that? We also have monthly packages for football with DFS and fantasy over at FTN Daily, I believe. Anyways, you can see it all there. Go to FTNDaily.com. Go from there. Make money. Be a winner. Woohoo! Okay. So, waivers-wise, let me see here. I don't know if I want to cover that or not. I kind of wanted to like run through some of the games because, you guys got a million fab resources. You don't need me to sit here and break it all down for you for the billionth time, right? You guys have all, everybody here has a fab guru. I mean, Vlad Sedler, the master, totally shout him out, by the way. That's a guy you want to be connected to in FTN, even if you don't have a subscription over there, because that's a place where you can get his fab whispering miracles. Fab Whisper, that's right. Then again, sometimes you pick up a guy, spend a lot of money on, and then boom, he hits the injured list. And then you hear this music in your head. Especially if you're of a certain age and you ever played Tecmo Super Bowl and you saw somebody get hurt, and you saw this music and you're like, no! Randall! Or quarterback Eagles is hurt. So classic. At any rate, check out the fab stuff there, because I don't need to rehash it for you. I wanted to cover game by game really quickly. I've only had so much time here. I feel like this is such an informal show for me. I just kind of jumped on. It's goofy. What can I tell you? That's how it goes sometimes. I'm not afraid to make mistakes, and I'm not afraid to learn by doing. Nobody gives a shit anyways. This is just a small-time YouTube channel right now. It's not like I'm some big wig hotshot who's got a lot on the line if I fuck this up. No, I don't think so. So I'm not really sweating that. I will tell you that. So Thursday Night Football, we got the Dolphins and the Bengals. Now, immediate read. One reason I wanted to do this show earlier in the week, too, is I wanted to get on the record right now, and then I want to see how my viewpoint changes by Friday or Saturday. Because I know there's a lot of you guys out there like me. You look at a game on Monday or Tuesday, and then more news comes out, or you get more information or data or research, and you start to take a look and say, man, I don't know. Maybe this isn't the right angle on this game. Suddenly it changes, and you just get a different vibe. So I don't know if you guys are like me in that respect, but I definitely do that more often than not. Not going to lie about that. All right. So right now I see the Dolphins losing this game. I see the Bengals taking the Dolphins out. I know there's a lot of injury concerns right now in that game. Tons. I mean, even Tua, who clearly got concussed last weekend, but he came back anyways because, you know, who gives a shit? It's just an arbitrary concussion rule that nobody really dedicates their time to, unless maybe there's a case once in a while where somebody will actually be held accountable for a concussion and have to sit out for a while. It does happen once in a while, but Tua clearly was hurt and had a concussion in that game against Buffalo. You'll never talk me out of that otherwise. But even if he plays now and he's fine, I know he came back in the game and they beat the Bills. Incredible that they beat the Bills. Shocking. Probably the second most shocking thing I saw. The first most shocking thing I saw all weekend long was Michigan State losing to the Minnesota Golden Gophers in college football, 34-7 in East Lansing. I mean, I'm a Michigan fan. I went to Michigan, so hey, go blue, rah, rah, rah. But damn, Michigan State getting housed at home by the Golden Gophers, 34-7? Can my voice go any higher? It might. Damn, pretty wild. So that was the second most shocking thing, was to see that the Bills lost that game. Now, I said this earlier in the show here, these narratives that build up, the Bills are unstoppable, they look amazing, Kansas City's going to roll over Gus Bradley's defense because of a historical number. Kansas City's not going to win every game, so everybody who took the money line in Kansas City last weekend, slow down. I took the points in the Colts. You can see it on the FTM bets tracker. The pick tracker shows it. Proof of record. I got receipts, as they say. Damn sure. So you can lock that shit in because I made that call early and often. Boom! At the same time, I thought the Bills would probably win that Dolphins game. And I think I took the Bills to cover. So that one I got wrong. But these trends that develop, especially on Twitter during the week, social media and the narratives from all these TV shows that are on, it's dangerous because the hype and the groupthink take over to such a degree. Like, everybody talked about, sometimes it's true. It's fair to say. Chris Olave, everybody was talking about Chris Olave's 300 air yards last week. And then he comes up and has his best game of the season against Carolina. Saints still lost, but he had a great game. He was a great play in DFS, especially GPPs in the big, large field, multi-entry contests. Had a good time with Chris Olave in several of my entries. So sometimes these things that gain momentum as a big old story that everyone unites under are true. But a lot of times they aren't. And this is what Vegas thrives off of. Vegas thrives off of the public going in one direction, and then they want to middle it. I know that. They want to make as much money as they can. But they also try to push us in a direction that maybe we don't want to go. And if you stop and look around and you think about it, you can't win every game in the NFL. No one's going undefeated. So even the best teams will lose. And then also, teams are never as bad as they look initially. I took the Titans +2 against the Raiders. I actually really wanted to stack the Raiders in a couple DFS lineups last Sunday, but I didn't because I took the Titans and I thought, okay, now everyone's signing the death warrant on the Titans. Mike Vrabel, Tannehill's done. Time to bring in Malik Willis, the Reap. I think somebody on The Ringer, it was even a Bill Simmons show, I think it was Ben Solak, was saying it's over. The rebuild's beginning for Tennessee. I mean, come on, slow down there, Ben. I mean, I think we're both local Michiganders. Shout out to Ben Solak, who has no idea who I am, but I'm calling him out right now. Ben, the rebuild is not quite kicking into gear in Nashville. Slow down. But that's my point there. You got to think what you know, your experiential knowledge tells you. The data that you research, everybody can do that. But then your experiential knowledge tells you, hey, I'm not so sure this is what's going to happen this week. I'm not sure Patrick Mahomes is going to dominate every week. I'm not so sure that the Raiders are going to finally win. And they didn't. They're 0-3. Last night, the Monday night game, which was horrendous, an absolute laugher.
2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah.
2 weeks.
Imagine 2 weeks straight of having to watch that Monday night game again and again and again. That is hell on earth, my friends.
Welcome.
Hell.
To hell.
Terrible. So terrible. But I did think that the Giants offense would play better, and they didn't. And I guess we're taking this Dallas defense for real now, to heart. Micah Parsons and company, they look really, really good, and they're picking up the slack with Dak out. And the fact that, you know, Dallas doesn't have as many skilled players on offense that were viable as they did last year. That's a good thing. I'm impressed by that. The Cowboys have actually impressed me. And I think the Cowboys are one of the most annoying teams that ever existed because they get all the publicity. They're just like the Yankees. It's annoying as hell. I'm not a fan of it at all. Oh, we got a question here from Vols the Goat. Vals, what's up, Vals? Good to have you here. If this is your first time here, please subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're going to be doing football all the time. If you see this channel for the first time and you're like, whoa, it looks like a baseball-only channel, that's what it used to be. Now we're doing football. And I work over at FTN, which is awesome. I work there with Vlad Sedler and Nelson Souza and Mr. Ratcliffe. I mean, we got a great crew over there, people. So make sure you check out FTNDaily.com if you're a DFS player. FTN Fantasy if you're season-long. Subscribe here and get connected with the Discord, which is at the top of the Palazzo Podcast Twitter handle. Two L's, two
Utah
Z's.
Give me two.
Thank you, Gary. Should I trade any combination of Gabe Davis, Rashad Bateman, Zeke, Marquise Brown for Waddle? Sorry, I need some water here. I'm talking a lot. So a combo of Davis, Bateman, Zeke, and Marquise Brown. So you're getting Jalen Waddle, who I love, by the way. I would love to get my hands on Waddle. I think Waddle's going to end of season. Truly. Seriously. Jalen Waddle should be no worse than a top 7 wide receiver by season's end. You can lock that one in right now. But I also love Rashad Bateman. I love Gabe Davis. Zeke, I think, is a little undervalued because everyone's dismissing him, but he really does seem to be deteriorating. I think the best maybe we ever saw of Zeke might be over. And Marquise Brown he's the guy that Kyler Murray wants to get the ball to as much as he possibly can. That's why they traded Marquise Brown for, to bring him aboard. They want him in there. So I don't think I would want to give up any combination of those guys for Waddle. If I had to, I would definitely include Zeke and maybe Bateman. But I love Bateman as, even though Devin Duvernay has looked like a real go-to receiver for Lamar Jackson this year, I don't think I can pull the trigger on that. I don't want to give up any combination of these guys for Waddle, even though I love Waddle. I think what you can get from Waddle is very similar to what you get to Gabe Davis, what you get to Bateman, too, and Marquise Brown, who had a nice game last weekend. And I think Marquise Brown, even when DeAndre Hopkins comes back, Marquise Brown is going to get fed. They're going to feed him because they want to win games. That's what they want to do. And Marquise Brown gives them the best option to do so.
You play to win the game.
There you go. Herm Edwards said it best. So I don't think I want to do a combo of any of those guys. Vols, thank you so much, Vols the Goat, for being here. Love seeing new faces. This is the best. I love it. I love it. I love it. Did you know that we sold out and we now have advertisements? Yeah, we've gone mainstream. We're getting $6. That's right. We've made $6 so far. Can you believe it? What a dream come true. $6. Anyways, I wanted to give you some preparation, some time to be cognizant that a commercial is coming your way. I'm not just going to throw a commercial mid-sentence on you. I wouldn't do that. I respect you, and I know that's annoying. So here's a countdown for the upcoming advertisement from Starbucks or Spectrum, Comcast, Apple, who the hell knows? 3, 2, 1.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We got any more questions here. We got Gitz. What's up, Gitz? Man, we got all kinds of new faces tonight. It's bizarre what football will bring out. All right, here we go. Let's do this. Welcome in, Gitz. Have you subscribed to the YouTube? Click the dingy bell. Are you a part of the Discord? It's all free, guys. I keep shoving this shit down your throat because it's for you. I'm here to help. Do I trade Cordarrelle Patterson, James Conner, Elijah Moore for Jonathan Taylor? Ooh, man, I like that. That's pretty rad. I'm kind of down with that. Man, that's a good question. Three guys for Jonathan Taylor. Supposedly supposed to be the RB1. Is he? I don't know. Not so sure. Is he toasted? Is he not the same guy this year?
Toasty!
I don't know if that's true or not. But I don't think I would. I don't think I'd do it. I think Cordarrelle Patterson is not that far off from Jonathan Taylor. Now, okay, you're going to hear me say that. You're like, oh my God, what the hell? You can't say that. People are going to flip out. And I don't want to use recency bias either. I know Cordarrelle had a great game in Seattle over the weekend, but Arthur Smith unlocked him last year, and every sign now points to him continuing to be the guy that they unlocked last year, right? So I don't see anything changing with that. And in fact, I want to be in business with Cordarrelle more often than not. I want to have more of him if I can. I don't want to give him up, especially in a multi-package like that. I think you're giving up too much to get Jonathan Taylor, who is a great back. Of course he is. He had a great year last year, and he's still going to have a really good year this year. He is. Just a matter of time. But I can't do it. I can't do it because I like Cordarrelle too much. And then the other players in the mix there with Elijah Moore, who, when Zach Wilson comes back, we'll see if Zach Wilson's rapport with Elijah Moore kicks in. That'll be a big if, and I'm suspect that there's enough footballs to go around for Elijah Moore. And then James Conner, I would give up Conner and Moore, but you're not going to get Taylor for Conner and Moore. I know that. I don't want to give up Cordarrelle. I would happily give up Conner and Moore, though. If there's a third option besides Cordarrelle Patterson that you can mix in for Jonathan Taylor, I'm all for that. But I don't want to trade Cordarrelle and two other guys, even if they're lesser guys in my view, for Jonathan Taylor. But you do you, you know. Gitz, this is your call. So you make your call, trust your gut, and do your thing. He says, also, I got Cup too. Ooh, okay. So you can, you would have Cup and Taylor. It looks good on paper, but I don't know. I don't want to give up Cordarrelle. That's how I feel. I'll leave it to you, Gitz. You make the call. Of course you're going to make the call. You're a fantasy football manager. You know what you're doing. But Cordarrelle is just so spicy. He's so tantalizing. And I want to be in business with him. I don't want to be out of business with Cordarrelle Patterson. I want to be very much involved in what he can bring to the table every week. And I'm not trying to use recency bias here. You know, week one, he was great. Week two, he had 10 carries. It didn't go that great. The Rams, you know, the game script changed against the Rams. They had to come back from a deficit that they almost came back from. But two out of three games, we've seen Cordarrelle Patterson be an elite top five running back. Yeah. Yeah. And what we saw last year shows every indication that Patterson's the man and he's not going anywhere. And you might look at his snaps and say, boy, 61% of the snaps last week. That's even more impressive, isn't it? But if you're concerned that these snap percentages are going to stay the same, week one, Cordarrelle Patterson, 65%. Week two, 59%. Week three, 61%. He hasn't even cracked 70% of the snaps this season. That is alarming, but it's still double the next back in Keith Smith, who has 62 snaps. And then the rookie, Tyler Allgeier, I'm not really worried about him at all. But if you disagree with me and you think, you know what, I'd rather sell high on Cordarrelle now, then go for it. I think there's definitely a real simple case to be made. Trade Cordarrelle while he's hot. Throw in Moore. Throw in Conner. And get yourself Jonathan Taylor, who will be... I love getting guys who suck now or appear to stink in the moment because you know you're going to get something better real soon, especially with someone like Jonathan Taylor. You know the best part of his season is to come. So I think, I'm really torn on this one. I would not blame you at all if you want to do it, but I still want to hang on Patterson. All right. We got a baby Santa here. Says, yo, what up, baby Santa? Welcome to the show. I'm going to shout you out right now, of course. Welcome in. Shout out, baby Santa. We got a whole cast. Jamie, look at all these new kids on the block tonight. This is awesome. Would you cash in on Madison for Jeff Wilson? I don't have Dalvin, but I do have Eli Mitchell. Singletary is my RB2 right now. I'm not sure I want to do that. You're cashing in on Madison for Jeff Wilson. I think you're getting Jeff Wilson, I assume, in the situation, right, baby Santa? I just want to make that clear. I think I would do that. I think I'd rather have Jeff Wilson than Alex Madison. If it's in a box, if it's in a vacuum, as everybody says, Wilson or Madison, I'm taking Wilson. So, yeah, I don't think that's a bad idea. And I still think the best of Mr. Devin Singletary's season is yet to come. I know the Bills never run the ball enough or consistently, and they rarely go with one back that you can count on. I know that. But there's still good stuff to come from Singletary. Gitz goes in real quick. What if I took Moore out? So you're basically training, you take Moore out, you're training Connor, and you're training Cordarrelle. I think that's a fair deal. If you try to trade those two for Taylor, that's cool. But as I said, Cordarrelle's my man. I don't want to lose him. Gitz says, also, should I try to trade Connor and Myers for Fournette or Najee? Absolutely. If you can get either one of those guys by giving up Connor and Myers, do it. Absolutely do it. I'd prefer to have Najee, but I'm also very skeptical of that Pittsburgh offensive line. And Fournette will get the bulk of the carries in Tampa Bay. So, yeah, I think I'd rather do Fournette. Just over Najee right now. We need to see some progress from that Pittsburgh offense. I'm very, very, very worried right now. Vols the Goat says, you're such a hype channel. I subbed right now. Hell yeah. Way to go, Vols the Goat, my man. That is the shit. That's what I'm talking about. That's going to be fired up. I got to go to bed soon, and I'm jacked up. Hell yeah. Way to go, Vols. I love that shit. See, Jamie, isn't it? Yeah, join the Discord. It pops. Jamie knows what he's talking about. The Discord is free. Go to the Twitter handle, Palazzo Podcast, 2 L's, 2 Z's.
Utah.
It's pinned to the top.
Give me two.
Real easy. Palazzo Podcast, 2 L's, 2 Z's. You can see it right on the green screen right here. Find that Twitter handle. Vol says, I was thinking Gabe Davis, Bateman, and Zeke, or Bateman and Davis for Waddle and Njoku Schultz. Woo. Okay. Interesting, Vols. So it's Gabe Davis, Bateman, and Zeke or Bateman, and Davis for Waddle, and you get one of those tight ends. Njoku was impressive recently. I was surprised because there's always a tight end musical chairs in Cleveland, and every time Cleveland plays in those showdown lineups, it just seems like Harrison Bryant vultures touchdowns. But glad to see Njoku get a little bit of a run in that last time out against the Steelers. But look at these players. Gabe Davis, Bateman, Zeke, and Waddle. Bateman, Davis, Zeke, and Waddle. Who's the best player of the four? I want to ask everybody else that. You guys tell me who you think the best player of the four is. Because I think of those four players, I want to have Waddle and Bateman, I think. Only because Stephon Diggs is the number one in Buffalo. And I know Gabe Davis was my breakout last year. You can look it up. When I worked at Fantrax last year, I wrote about it. Gabe Davis was my main man when he was Gabriel Davis. Now he's Gabe. But I think Waddle and Bateman are the top two of those players mentioned. And for tight end purposes, I'd rather have Schultz when he's healthy. And hopefully maybe you can get a discount on Schultz right now since he was hurt. Alex McBuckets. What's up, McBuckets? How you doing, my man? Should I trade Kamara for Diggs? Yes. Yeah, I'm not a fan of Alvin Kamara anymore. I'm off him, and I'm not trying to dump on a guy who's got a rib injury and who's struggling a bit. It's not the same anymore. Sean Payton's gone, and that offense is in a different vibe now. And I would rather just have Diggs, a guy who's the number one target in probably the best offense in football, I think, especially if it's PPR. It's got to be PPR. If it's not PPR, I'm probably not doing that trade. But if it's PPR, I definitely want Diggs. And I know that Kamara can catch passes. I'm aware of that in PPR as well. Just want to say that. Boy, we got a lot of questions here. Homer Simpson's here. What's up, Homer? How you doing? I didn't know Homer was here. Homer, glad to have you here.
And that's all I have to say about that.
Love The Simpsons. Would you do Zeke and Deontay for Debo? Thanks. You're welcome, Homer. Good to have you here. Homer, what up? Round of applause for Homer. Zeke and Deontay for Debo. Woo. Yes. Barely, though. Barely. I think Deontay Johnson is still going to have a nice season, but I don't think he's going to be this elite receiver right now unless we see a change. I need to see more from this Pittsburgh offense, and everything that I've seen right now based on the research and data as well indicates to me that Pittsburgh is not a team that is going to be explosive this year in offense. I think it's putting it mildly. And again, Mike Tomlin works miracles, but usually his miracles are defensive slugfests. He grinds wins out. He doesn't. I know there was a time with Antonio Brown and the high flying offense with Big Ben towards the latter part of his career when the offense was high flying. What was that guy from? Was it Bryant? Ah, man. I can't remember his first name. You know what I'm talking about. The guy who got suspended and he was the big wide receiver, but he just was so inconsistent. Anyways, those days are gone. So giving up Zeke, who's deteriorating, and Deontay, who's up in the air, I do think you're selling low, though. If you're getting Debo, that's great to get Debo. But I also don't like to sell too low. You know, I never want to sell at the lowest point of value. And right now, Deontay Johnson, his value is probably at its lowest value right now. Maybe he could go a little lower, but not by much. Not by much. And then Zeke, who, like I said earlier, he's deteriorating. He's not the same guy. Tony Pollard is a factor. You've seen it for the last 2 years. We saw it Monday night. Less carries, more yards. More explosive, Tony Pollard. So I would rather not have Zeke. So I guess I would say yes on a hair. Buy a hair. Very tight, though, Homer. Very tight. Good to have you here. Baby Santa says, thanks, man. You got it, baby. We love it. Jamie's also in here saying, I'm a Najee guy myself. I'm all for him. Jamie has his own show. You need to check it out, okay? Jamie is a great dude. We met through this show and first connected through it. He does Out of Rhythm Sports. Out of Rhythm is awesome. Make sure you check out the YouTube channel, the Twitch channel, subscribe to it. Always give a shout out to my guy, Jamie. He's the man. He's always been so good to us. I try to be good to people who have been good to me. I don't do it because I have to. I do it because I want to. You know, we try to have a pretty positive vibe around here. We're on the positive tip. We're going to keep it real, though. We talk honestly. We're not going to be toxic with our positivity. We just want to, you know, try to lift people up instead of pushing them down. Why does it look like there's a strobe light on me? Boo, woo, woo, woo. You see that? Is that weird? Greg, what's up, Greg? Oh, everybody who's new tonight to the sub now. Sub this YouTube channel right now. All you new faces, pop in. This is the first NFL show. I'm finally doing a fantasy football show. I actually did a show last year, so it's not new to me. I've been playing fantasy football for 22 years, so I got a lot of experience. I work over at FTN, and I do analysis there for betting and football and baseball and everything you can think of. So just because this is the first show of the Palazzo podcast, I'm doing something new here. We've been known as a baseball show, but I decided just to start doing a football show for Palazzo. And Palazzo, if you're new and you're like, what the hell's the Palazzo podcast? All you need to know is it's a silly reference from a movie from 1988. That's right. The most dated reference possible for a show. And I've done it. Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo.
We're going to get all in your face and point out your fault.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Anyways, Greg here, who should subscribe immediately, and everybody should subscribe to the YouTube. Follow us on Twitter. I'll update the Twitter, too, by the way. It says baseball only. And make sure you're in the Discord for free, which is at the top of the Twitter feed.
Utah.
Pinned at the top of the
feed. Give me two.
Greg says, I got offered Jalen Hurts and Jerry Jeudy for my Waddle and Dak. Oh, man. Greg, I think I would have to know more about your quarterback points. Is it 4 points for a passing touchdown? What's the rushing yard situation? Do you have any other extra bonus points for quarterback rushing yards? Because I'd rather have Jalen Hurts than Dak Prescott. And again, I'm not saying this because Dak's hurt right now and his value's low while Jalen's is up here. I know there's a big disparity and they're both going in opposite directions, but I love Waddle too. But Jeudy can be good. I think Jeudy, when he's healthy, and I think Russell gets this going eventually, they can't be this inept all season. Jerry Jeudy already had a good game. You know, he's shown that him and Russell can connect. I don't think there's that big of a gap between Jalen Waddle and Jerry Jeudy when both are healthy. So if you get offered Hurts and Jeudy for Waddle and Dak, I think I'd take Hurts and Jeudy. Just, I'd like to know a little bit more about your scoring system related to quarterbacks and rushing yards. That's all. Welcome in, Greg. Great to have you here. Vols the GOAT is back. Vols, you're on a roll. I love this. Hey, you guys go to town on this until I get off the air. My roster is Russ, Najee, Saquon, Sutton, Marquise, Knox, and I have a three-person race every week for flex between Zeke, Bateman, Davis, and I have Khalil Herbert. I'm trying to upgrade it, tight end, or better at wide receiver, as he said right there. Okay. Oh, well, that's a mouthful, Vels. Wow. Woo! Good Lord.
Damn!
Let's see. So the flex is between Zeke, Bateman, Davis, and Khalil Herbert. You know, the Bears are playing the Giants this weekend, I believe, right? That's the next matchup. Khalil Herbert is a guy that I loved last year over David Montgomery. So, you know, you're talking to a guy who was pro Herbert. The moment he got on the field, I wanted him, and I picked him up right away. I remember it in my home league. I was excited. And there was moments, but we never got a game like we got this past weekend from Khalil Herbert. That was amazing. That was absolutely incredible. Now, the Giants have given up the 14th most fantasy points to running backs this season so far. So there's a decent matchup there, a juicy matchup with Khalil Herbert. I believe David Montgomery, right? What's the story on him? Do we know if he's going to be playing this weekend officially? I need to get the update on that. I admit that freely. I'm doing so much. I'm so busy. I'll get all that info, though. It's very easy. You can find that out yourself. I think he's going to play, maybe? He might sit out this game against the Giants. I think it's up in the air at the very least right now. So Herbert's a fun flex play there, GOAT, but I would rather play one of those wide receivers, especially if it's PPR. Bateman, Davis, for sure. Okay? So that's my 2 cents there. Z Smitty, what's up, Smitty? Did you sub to YouTube yet? Do it right now. Hit the dingy bell. So great to know you. Welcome aboard. Yeah, here. How about a Coors?
Coors.
Yeah, there you go. We'll open that up for you. Maybe you're a Bushman.
Head for the mountains of Bush beer.
I don't know. Maybe you don't drink at all. Even better. Should I try to trade Godwin for Higgins and maybe Sutton or Olave? His wide receivers are Chase, Juju, Garrett Wilson, Hopkins, Godwin, and Dotson. So should you try to trade Godwin for Higgins? Hell yeah. I'd rather have T. Higgins than Godwin. Lock that in right now. That's definitely something I could say with confidence. Boom. And then maybe Cortland Sutton or Olave. So you're trading Godwin for Higgins, maybe Sutton for Olave? I don't know if I want to do Sutton for Olave just yet. I mean, look at all the wide receivers you got anyways. You're stacked, right? So am I missing something here? You already look like you're in really good shape. Do you need other areas to be filled out position-wise, like running back or tight end or quarterback? Let me know, Smitty. Fill me in. Great to have you here. Jamie says, I'm sure I helped a little to get football content going. The vibes here are great, which is why I'm always here. Hell yeah, Jamie. Jamie knows. He's been down since day one. He's my man. Always in the Discord, too. In fact, Jamie has his own Discord channel. It's called After Hours with Jamie because he works late. Trey. Good evening, Trey. How are you? Where are you at in the world today? Great to have you here, Trey. Love connecting with people. I mean that, Trey. Welcome to the Palazzo Podcast. This is a football, baseball, fantasy sports show. We do it all. It's fantasy sports. Evening, brother. Full PPR start two. Ooh, give me two, Utah.
Utah.
Give me two.
Give me two.
Start two. Michael Thomas, A-Rob, Jeudy, Breece Hall, Singletary, or Boyd. Thanks. Trey, you're welcome. Great to have you here. So this is full PPR, which is my preference, by the way, for scoring systems. Always, you know, if you're not playing full PPR, then you know, you're living in the Stone Age. And no offense to the Stone Age people of the past, but we're trying to progress and grow here as human beings. So full PPR is standard issue. You should be playing full PPR, and you should be playing Superflex now. That's the way it should be. At any rate, start two of Michael Thomas and Allen Robinson, Jeudy, Breece Hall. Not Breece Hall. Singletary or Boyd? No way. I mean, Allen Robinson in. I'm starting Allen Robinson. Let's hang in there. I had somebody message me earlier today on Twitter. By the way, you can DM me, MJ Govier on Twitter. DM me anytime. And, of course, the Discord's open. But someone DM me about how frustrated they were. They wanted to drop Allen Robinson to pick up somebody else. Who was it? Let me look that up real quick. I'm not going to blow up his spot. I just want to let people know what the situation was. It was, oh, yeah, drop Allen Robinson for Greg Dortch, who's been a nice little target for Kyler Murray in Arizona. But you can't drop Allen Robinson for Dortch. Not yet. I'm not. No. No. Can't do it. I don't ever want to condone that right now. I always want to stay ahead of the curve, though. I get it. I get beating everybody else to the punch, but I can't do that. So here, for me, I think it's Allen Robinson and Judy, if Judy's okay. If Jerry Judy's healthy and good, absolutely, I want to start Judy in the Broncos matchup, which is against the Raiders. The Raiders. That's right. And I think Jerry Judy's going to be okay or no? What's the word on that? I think he's okay. So, Jerry Judy, yes. Jerry Judy and Michael Thomas, yeah. I think I'm going Judy and Thomas. I'm not trying to play it safe there at all. Trey, that's not my intention. I just got to go with the guys that I think can bring me the most points right now. And, you know, that Minnesota and the Saints are going head-to-head this Sunday. So, that's a solid matchup. It's at home against Minnesota, I believe. So, yeah. Michael Thomas and... I said Judy and Robinson, though. I'm confused. This is tough. Yeah. No, I'm going to lock it in. I'm going to do Allen Robinson and Jerry Judy. Yep. Even though Michael Thomas has had a couple of fun games, all the action he got, though, was late in those games, too. I'm just saying. So, Trey, that's my thought there. I'd go Robinson and Judy with Thomas is the third choice because of full PPR. I know Singletary could catch some balls out of the backfield, but he also doesn't seem to get enough touches that'll make it worthy of me. So that's my 2 cents, Trey. I hope you dug it. And maybe I got it wrong, but hey, that's life, right?
No way.
Yes way. That's life. Shit happens, but I feel good about it. If you disagree with me, of course, Trey, make sure you follow your own gut. Follow your heart, what's inside of it. Stay true to yourself. Vols says, that's why I'm trying to make a deal for Waddle and Schultz or Njoku. Oh, okay, that makes sense. Yeah, you guys have a little side talk going on here in the live chat, which you guys are all welcome to do as much as you want anytime you need it. So there that is. Wow. That was a whole smattering of questions. I hope I could be helpful to you. You know, going back to that last question real quick, I just want to pull it up because this is a fun one. This really is a tough spot in full PPR with Michael Thomas, Allen Robinson, Jerry Judy. Breece Hall, I think, is distant. I don't have to worry about Breece Hall there or Singletary. And Boyd is on Thursday night, you know. Mr. Boyd of the Bengals is always just, you just can't get that consistency from Boyd because he doesn't get the touches, right? When you got Higgins and Chase in the mix, and they got Hayden Hurst, who's a tight end that I really, really like, guys. I love Hayden Hurst. Big fan of him. But Tyler Boyd's last week looks great. I don't think he's going to have another 100-yard receiving game with a touchdown. I know it's Thursday Night Football, and they're taking on the Dolphins. It's going to be a battle. But I don't expect Boyd to repeat what he did in that last game. He kind of blew up. Boyd could blow up a few times. There's no doubt about it. But as long as Higgins and Chase are starting, and so is Hurst, those are all weapons that are going to be in play. Even Mike Thomas gets on the field a bit, too. Mike Thomas is in the mix sometimes. I know that sounds absurd. That Mike Thomas is going to ruin my day. No! But it's something to think about. You guys got to be aware of everybody on the roster. Vol says, what package should I make for Waddle? Okay, so finally put a bow on this Waddle discussion, which has really been interesting to me. I think in the end, Vols, it kind of comes down to your preference and your beliefs. Because I think Gabe Davis and Bateman are very tight. I prefer Bateman only slightly because I think he gets more targets than Davis, I think. And then that's pretty much it. I definitely want to dump Zeke. I already told you that. So that's how I stand there. That's the package I would make. Definitely don't want to give up Cooper Kupp, right? You were the guy who had Kupp on your team as well. Is that right? I had so many questions here. They're all starting to meld together. I wanted to be as helpful as I can, you guys. As much as I can. All right. I think that's going to do it. I'm going to hit the road. Clearly, we got a lot of people who are on YouTube tonight. And wherever you were seeing this or watching this, so glad to have you aboard here. The very first, the maiden voyage of the Palazzo Podcast Fantasy Football Edition. That's right. I've done it. I didn't get to cover nearly as much as I wanted to. I wanted to run through all the games for week four. So really, this kind of became more of a trades and picks, pickups and drops, kind of waiver wire discussion. And that's great. Wherever you guys want to take the conversation, that's where I'll go. I want to serve the people here. I love connecting, talking football, having a few laughs. hitting a few dumb buttons like this one.
Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
You know, that's my thing. I like to have a good time. Score a touchdown.
Touchdown.
Either way, everybody, great to have you here. Jamie, of course, you've always been down. All the new people tonight, please subscribe to the YouTube and join us in the Discord when we're not on the air. That Discord is open 24/7. It's totally free. And there's many more people besides myself who can help you out and give you advice. Seriously, they know what they're doing. Trust me on that one. They know what's up. So I love talking football. I love connecting. This has been so much fun. Thank you so much. Follow us on Twitter. 2 L's, 2 Z's.
Utah, give me two.
That's how it goes. That's right. The Palazzo Podcast Fantasy Football Edition is now closed. Thank you, everybody. I'm going to try to do this again this week for sure. So if you got any ideas or you'd like to have me hop on at a certain time of the week, you want to hear about something, I'm happy to accommodate you all. This has been a pleasure. I'm Michael Gauvier. Follow me on Twitter, MJ Gauvier. For everybody else here, it's been a pleasure. And I bid you adieu. Bye-bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.